We pray, Lord, reveal your truth to us and help us to reveal your truth to others. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. In a release from the White House comes this statement. For President Biden, this is personal. He believes that every American has the right to the peace of mind that comes with knowing that they have access to affordable, quality health care. No, I'm not going to get into politics. The reason that this came to my attention is that the idea that peace of mind comes with having an insurance policy. There are insurance policies for just about everything nowadays. Most common of them are car insurance, home insurance, health insurance, life insurance, but there are many more. In each instance, there is kind of a promise that is given. The promise that if something bad happens, the insurance company is going to take care of you. They insure you. In other words, they make you sure. They make you safe. Secure. In other words, if you have insurance policies to cover everything, you will have peace of mind. So they say. And certainly peace of mind is something that we all want to have. There are so many things around us that trouble us, that disturb our thoughts. There are sights that disturb our minds. There are sounds, agitating things that we hear. Professor Ryan, can you give us an example of cacophony? Get it? Agitation, peace of mind kind of goes away when something like that happens. And then there's touch, painful things such as being burned in a fire. Taste, when you're putting something in your mouth and expecting something sweet, instead you get bitterness. Smell, have you ever driven by a sewage treatment plant? Sight, sound, taste, touch, smell, a cacophony of sensations that attack our senses and disturb our peace of mind. And that's not the worst of it. The worst of it comes when we receive mental attacks, words of hatred and strife, of jealousy and anger. These upset our minds not only when they happen, but also when we think about them later on and rehearse them in our minds. There is a conflict going on within and without, barraging us day after day. Where are we going to go for peace of mind? Can human beings, governments, organizations, insurance companies give us peace of mind? Actually, you know, human beings are the source of so much of the cacophony of life. There is an answer, though. The only answer, we find it in Philippians 4, verses 4 to 7. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I would say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Through Christ Jesus. Peace of mind begins by looking back. Look back and see of all the amazing things that God has done for you. And we could make a huge list of things. But most of all, look back and rejoice with the angels outside of the hills of Bethlehem. Unto you is born a Savior, they sang. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill toward men. Rejoice in the Lord. And it continues throughout the life of Christ until we hear him say toward the end, peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. It continues to Calvary, to death, to the grave. And then there's that empty tomb. And from the risen Savior we hear, peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you. Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Peace begins and ends in Christ, who has ended the strife between us and God. The Old Testament word for peace is shalom. This word carries with it the idea that all is well between us and God. If we have this assurance, this insurance, nothing else matters. And we do have it. For he was delivered up for our trespasses and raised for our justification. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. So our peace begins in the past and continues to this day. And as we look back, we rejoice in the Lord always. But now what about the future? We know that the cacophony of life is going to continue. In fact, divine prophecy says it will increase. Will the peace that we have with God be shattered by anything that is to come? The Lord is at hand, our text says. Be anxious for nothing. The Lord is at hand. So don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. That's the future. Future peace. But it continues to remain embedded in the Prince of Peace. So whatever is troubling your mind, whatever cacophony is going on in your life, pour it out upon God. And your heart will be at peace through Christ. The Lord is at hand. Then, now, and into our future. Always. So let come what may, the peace of God will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Shalom lachem. Peace be to you. We sing of this peace in hymn 47, verses 1 and 4.
Stay.